when NBC approached us, we wanted to make sure that we weren't just doing a special for the sake of doing a special. My dad would not have been into a frivolous party in his honor. That would have been something he would have shied away from. He didn't love going to award shows and being just on display. And that's something that our family shares. We don't love that. But it is part of the job sometimes. And we felt like if we were going to do this, my dad would only want to do it if it benefited something he cared about, whether it was the troops or, in this case, it's the corral. So we started the Toby Keith Foundation a little over 20 years ago. And it took us 10 years to raise the funds, but we opened the OK Kids Corral, and it was inspired by like the Ronald McDonald House at St. Jude. We had a friend that had gone through a journey with their child that she ended up losing her battle a little bit shy of her third birthday. And one of the things that was the most helpful to their family while they were at St. Jude was having cost-free housing, having food and toiletries and clothing, anything that they needed provided for them at no cost, where they didn't have to go shopping. It was just there, so that they could put all of their energy and focus into their child. A lot of these parents that have sick children have to quit their job, and then they have to move. They get an apartment or a hotel near the hospital while their child's being treated, and the family is divided. Their income is cut in half, but their expenses double, because that now they have a second home they have to maintain, or an apartment, whatever that takes, you know, the money of basically a second mortgage. And then on top of that, they have medical bills that they now have to pay. So it just drains families, and it destroys families a lot of times. So my dad decided he wanted that in our backyard. He wanted Oklahoma to have that. And I think initially it was, we want that for Oklahoma kids. But what it's become is OU Children's Hospital is right across the street, and those are the children that are referred to us. But kids come from all over the nation to be treated there. So those children all over the nation are benefiting from our Kids Corral. It's a no-cost housing facility. My dad always said it's like Ritz-Carlton meets Disney World. So it's like really, really nice hotel and apartment type accommodations. We have volunteers make them dinner in our state of the art kitchen every night. We have a movie theater. We have a playroom for the kids. We have playgrounds. We have reflection rooms, a gym, a teen lounge. We have day rooms that are really cool for kids that live a couple hours away and they're only coming in for the day, but they can relax between treatments and kind of hang out. And then we have rooms that are up to 3 bedrooms for grandparents. And so the whole entire family can come stay and be together. So the other children can come and be a part of this journey. And they're in this community with kids that are also going through what they're going through. So they have a support system. And, you know, that it's the thing that my dad was the most concerned about when he was diagnosed with cancer, is who's going to carry the torch? Who's going to take care of those babies, is what he kept saying. And, you know, that's become our job, is, you know, our role. Me and my siblings came together and said, okay, this is on us. It's our job to continue this. And we did a really good job. I think this year we had record-breaking fundraising at our event this year. It was the first time of us hosting it without him. So I think his supporters, our family, our community here, stepped up with us and said, we're here for you. We're gonna stick with you through this. But it costs a lot of money to run that. And so we just, you know, we're gonna just reach out in every avenue that we can to make sure that his legacy with us is carried forward.